On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Let's get to the hotline. Waiting on hold is our friend BB Rexa. How are you, BB?
Hi, Mario. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And congrats on The Voice this season. You're coaching the comeback battles. How does it work exactly?
Okay, so I picked nine contestants, nine artists to come back who I feel like deserve a second chance. And and I coach them, and then I pick one to go back to the live show.
Oh, wow. People are going to be happy to see you when you get to do that. And you've also have teamed up with Lay's, putting out new music that you can only get if you buy their chips. So this is pretty out of the box. No pun intended there.
Yeah, that was funny. Lay's hit me up, and they said they wanted to do something different. And they were like, okay, we want to pair music and flavor. And I was like, that sounds pretty dope. I love food. I love music.
Me too.
So I wrote an original song. It's called Right Here, Right Now. And what I did is they have all these different new flavors. And I actually took my one song and I remixed it in different ways. So, for example, Classic Beer Cheese is a rock version. And Electric Lime Sea Salt is pop version. And then my favorite is Flaming Hot Dill Pickle Remix, which is like the rhythmic urban hip hop version.
Fun. Wait, that sounds cool. And now you got me a little hungry thinking about those chips
right now. It's really good. They're really good, yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun. What a cool little project right there. Well, nice.
I've never done that before, so it was fun.
Yeah, I bet. And you also just dropped a new video for the song Last Hurrah. Kind of steamy. Were you intentionally trying to turn some heads right there?
Yeah. You know what? I feel like Last Hurrah is about, kind of we all have our vices. And the funny thing is the song was originally written about chocolate cake because one of my collaborators was supposed to be on like a sugar cleanse or something.
Right.
And she went to go eat a piece of chocolate cake, and her husband was like, babe, aren't you not eating sugar? And she's like, this is my last hurrah. So she told me about the story, and I was like, that's me every day of my life. So we have to write the story. So the video is about like vices, and we all have them, and we're all trying to be better. And I wanted just to, I don't want to make safe art. I want to make risky art. And so it's definitely a very risque video.
Okay. I'm sure Dad loved it. Was he a fan?
No, he was not. He's really upset with me. He hasn't talked to me for 2 weeks. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
He'll come around.
I think that's what dads do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He will always look at me as a little girl. So.
Oh, I know that feeling. I get it. You look great, by the way, on the red carpets at the Grammys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Did you have fun at the awards?
I did. I had so much fun. I enjoyed the moment with my mom, and it's always been a dream of mine to be nominated for a Grammy. So I feel like I felt beautiful. I felt really happy to have my mom next to me. So that was like a really special night, and I'll never forget it. So
yeah, that's cool. You took your mom. Very nice. Well, congratulations on everything. And meanwhile, watch The Voice Mondays and Tuesdays on NBC. You can follow her on Instagram at BB Rexa. Thanks for calling in, BB.
Thank you, Mario.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!